Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for allowing me to share these few moments together with you in God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 3. Today's reading begins with an oracle of judgment against Jerusalem and Judah and concludes with a description of the way in which the Lord will judge the people. And God's saving words for us as we continue this week are justice and peace. So let's begin reading at Isaiah chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now the Lord, the Almighty Lord, is about to take away from Jerusalem and Judah everything and everyone that the people depend on. He's going to take away their food and their water, their heroes and their soldiers, their judges and their prophets, their fortune tellers and their statesmen, their military and civilian leaders, their politicians, and everyone who uses magic to control events. The Lord will let the people be governed by immature boys. Everyone will take advantage of everyone else. Young people will not respect their elders, and worthless people will not respect their superiors. A time will come when the members of a clan will choose one of their number and say to him, "You at least have something to wear, so be our leader in this time of trouble." But he will answer, "Not me, I can't help you. I don't have any food or clothes either. Don't make me your leader." Yes, Jerusalem is doomed. Judah is collapsing. Everything they say and do is against the Lord. They openly insult God himself. Their prejudices will be held against them. They sin as openly as the people of Sodom did. They are doomed, and they have brought it on themselves. The righteous will be happy, and things will go well for them. They will get to enjoy what they have worked for. But evil people are doomed. What they have done to others will now be done to them. Money lenders oppress my people, and their creditors cheat them. My people, your leaders are misleading you, so that you do not know which way to turn. The Lord is ready to state his case. He is ready to judge his people. The Lord is bringing the elders and leaders of his people to judgment. He makes this accusation. You have plundered vineyards, and your houses are full of what you have taken from the poor. You have no right to crush my people and take advantage of the poor. I, the sovereign Lord Almighty, have spoken. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, where Isaiah writes, "The righteous will be happy, and things will go well for them. They will get to enjoy what they have worked for." You know, beloved, it just seems that all of civilization is marked with one person or one class of people taking advantage of somebody else. Either those that are stronger, going ahead and just abusing those that are weaker, those that are richer, taking advantage of those that are poorer. And in God's kingdom, this not ought to be. This is terrible. God wants righteousness, justice to fill the land. And yet the people that, you know, claim to be, you know, his, claimed to be children of Abraham, were the very ones acting as bad as the worst of the godless people. And so God called him on it. You're going into captivity. You're going to be judged. You're going to reap the harvest now that you have sown. You know, this should make us very sober as we look at where we are in our lives, and hopefully there is no one of our number that has used something to his benefit, that he's richer or he's more powerful or whatever, and has taken advantage of others, because there is somebody who is richer and bigger and more powerful than everyone, and that is the Lord our God. And his word promises, you know, that "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." What an awesome, trembling pronouncement is that in the ears of those that have acted unjustly with their brothers. Let's pray. Almighty God, you are righteous in all your judgments. Teach me to obey your laws so that I may serve you in ways that reflect your love and glorify you. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow, beloved. We'll be in Isaiah chapter 4, just a short verse, verses 2 through 6. And time will come when Jerusalem will be restored. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless, is my prayer.